PHOÖ International. Studierende und Lehrende der Pädagogischen Hochschule Oberösterreich blicken über den Tellerrand und berichten von ihren Erfahrungen. Ein Podcast produziert von Maria Michelmann, Birgit Rosenauer und Christian Kogler. Welcome to Episode 3 of the Pädagogische Hochschule Oberösterreich International Experiences Podcast. And it's a very nice reason here. We have three Norwegian guests for about 3 weeks here in Austria. They are not very much at our university. They're mostly in a school doing a practice experience, but a little bit also at our university. And it's a cooperation between our partner, our very nice partner, Volda University College, kind of in the middle of Norway, in a very, very nice surrounding, in a very, very nice landscape and near the fjords. So a very warm welcome to the program to Hege, Margit and Jenny.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, you three. What made you actually, what got you interested in coming to Linz? Was it a suggestion by your coordinator or kind of some other, I don't know, whatever you knew already about this?
For me, it was that in the beginning of the school year, our teachers told us that we could have an exchange period of like 3 weeks, but we didn't know so much about it, so we just waited. And then they gave us two options. It was Linz or France. And then we just signed up and suddenly we were here. So, yeah.
Yes, I think it was the opportunity to get to a new country, experience like a new school system. And for me, it was like the curiosity of see how other are teaching in our own subject. And that's exciting to learn from someone else.
Because you're mentioning subjects, you have actually three different areas you are actually kind of studying. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. For me, I have physical education or sports as my subject.
Mm-hmm. And that was Hege and Margit and Jenny?
Yes, I have sociology.
Mm-hmm. And then we have one more.
And Jenny have art.
Okay. Did we lose Jenny or is Jenny still here?
Yeah, I think my internet is pretty bad.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I keep like, yeah, but I open the window. It usually helps.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Usually I sit with my arm out the window with my phone to get a connection.
So, maybe as an information for our listeners, we're doing this online despite actually being in the same city. So it just was kind of the easiest way to find a good option kind of concerning time-wise. And also it's from the setup, it's quite easy kind of to have you on a meeting together and kind of just put this into the program. So, but we actually, you are still in Linz. I mean, you've been in Linz schools in one Linz school, the LISA, the Linz International School. You've been there now for a bit more than 2 weeks. So what, if you were looking at kind of from your school experience in Norway, I don't know if you have an experience with schools in other countries as well, but if you compare it with what you have in Norway, where are the differences?
For me, in the physical education, I was a bit surprised because I think it's much similar activities. And when I was going to bring activities from Norway, I figured out that they already have a lot of the same activities as we have in Norway. But I think the biggest difference is that they split the classes between girls and boys here in Austria. And in Norway, we always teach everyone together as one class, also in physical education. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting to see the difference on. I haven't been that much with the boys, but with the girls, it's nice to see like maybe the girls are feeling safer when they are alone and you can do kind of different sports with them. than when you take them all together. But at the same time, I feel like it's working very well in Norway, doing it all together. But I think that's like the biggest difference between the countries.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Interesting, yeah. And in the other areas, like social studies and arts?
In social studies, I felt like, first of all, in Norway, there's like social studies, one subject for itself, which includes like geography, history, and all that in one. But here, they don't have it. They have separate courses like geography and history and economics, and it's separated. But I've been to all of them. And I've also been to some other classes to observe, like theory of knowledge and psychology. And I think it's a lot of the same things we talk about, but I feel like the international school has pretty good students. And what I mean by that is like they're really polite, kind of, which I notice. I don't know if it's because of this particular school or is it just like Austrian students? I don't know, but they've been really nice. And obviously Norwegian students are also nice, but I feel like there's a kind of like a little bit different behavior towards the teachers here, just like a little bit.
You mean the Austrian students you experience here are more respectful towards the teachers than the Norwegian students?
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, I mean, you are, I mean, to be honest, of course, you are a little bit in a, well, I wouldn't say a special school, but it's as it is kind of, it's not a real private school, like in the sense like they have it in the UK, you know,
yeah.
But it's still kind of a little bit of selection. It's a selection of more intellectual parents, probably, like giving or deciding for that school for their children. I suppose so. Yeah. So I think that you could have different experiences in other schools in Linz, probably. I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been talking to some of the teachers and stuff, and they say like that's probably the case. But since I haven't been to any other schools here in Linz, then my impression is that. But yeah.
Because my impression when I was in Norwegian schools, I found actually a two-way respect quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, in both ways. So I think that teachers were very respectful towards students and students respectful towards teachers. That was a little bit my experience when I was in Norway.
Yeah, I can yeah. Maybe like I feel there's like... more.
Sorry?
Yeah, like in Norway, there might be more of like you try to build like a personal relationship. Like you use like only the first name. You never call your teacher by their last name, for instance, mm-hmm. Which kind of I think that's something I think is very interesting, how like you kind of build like a hierarchy by giving like titles and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So the Herr
so Frau it's
Professor.
Interesting to see here, mm-hmm. But it doesn't. Yeah.
Do you think that has...
No, but it doesn't seem like it's creating that much of a divide here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you think that the teacher-student relation is still close? At least in Lisa?
It seems like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like when I see like in physical education, I think the teachers have a good relation with the students and the students feel safe on their teachers. And yeah, so I was... expecting maybe that should be more like a difference between Norway and Austria, maybe because they have this as Jenny is talking about, like you call the teachers by their last name, and I was thinking okay, maybe the relationship are like much different, but I think they have a good relationship between students and teachers, and the students are feeling comfortable with the teachers and can ask questions. And yeah, I see it like I have just seen positive sides in my subjects at least.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you also do one course at the university which brings you together with other Erasmus students who are actually in different schools, in kind of, what's the word? I don't like the word normal Linz schools, I kind of, you know, but kind of regular, let's say, inner city, regular schools. Do you discuss like the differences between your experience in Linz International School and the others?
I did it last Wednesday. We were working in a group and I talked with the three students I worked with. And then I felt like we are on our school, at Lisa school, the students have more respect for the teachers than in other schools, maybe, because I think the students I talked to, at least, I don't know which school they was teaching on, but that they were like, oh, it's so noisy in the classrooms and it's like problems getting everyone to listen. And I felt like, okay, maybe the students in our school have like more respect for the teachers.
Mm-hmm. And would you consider teaching in general in Norway more cooperative than here? Is it kind of more like a teacher lecturing here than in Norway? I got a little bit the impression that Norwegian children do a lot of project work. Is that correct? Or was that just a coincidence that I visited schools where that is very strong?
I think because it's been some changes in the Læreplan.
Teaching plan.
Yeah, so I think that's probably why, because it's a lot more focus on reflecting around things and critical thinking. So maybe that's why you put like students to do group work. But I also, when I was in the Norwegian school in practice, I experienced that there was a huge difference between the teachers there too. So some teachers, they teach like they do 45 minutes only talking the whole time. And others, they actually do a lot of project work. I think it's about like preferences maybe. Mm-hmm. How they, yeah.
So you think it's more on the individual teacher and less on the system?
Yeah, I think so. But at the same time, I think it's more and more getting to more like project work. And so in Norway, then the, what should we call it? Like the normal teaching where the teacher are like talking. So I think maybe I haven't been in the theoretical classes that much here in Linz, but I think that maybe there are a little bit more like teaching from the teacher here in the few classes I have been to. But at the same time, I think they are good at like involving the students here as well. But maybe in Norway, they have more like focusing on making like bigger projects, work, letting the students work together in groups because of this new teaching plan that came in 2020 or something.
Mm-hmm. And what's your opinion? Yeah. Do you think that's good or? Do you think it's a better approach that way?
I really like that approach, especially in like arts. I can only speak for like creative, arts. It's very, very nice to see that. Like here in Australia, you also focus a lot on reflection. It might also be like the teachers that I have now, but they're very focused on like going into depth, explaining why and how, and also getting the students to like reflect and mm-hmm. answer questions and explain with their own words and stuff. I think that's very nice to see.
Mm-hmm. Maybe to round this up, what will you take home? I mean, what is kind of, maybe from each of you, a kind of little statement, what is the benefit for you, for your view, for what's coming, you're kind of finalizing your studies at home and then actually going into schools, being teachers?
I think what I've learned from Lisa is, first of all, it's a lot of things, so it's difficult to say everything, but like how important it is to have a good, it seems like they're really good colleagues to each other, and that they support each other and they talk about things. So I think that's like something we should focus on. And also to be friendly and strict at the same time to your students, so they kind of keep on their toes, but still they feel comfortable to learn. And I also think that I also picked up like tips and tricks from a lot of different teachers. So I think it's good to learn from each other all the time and communicate, so you kind of pick up new things and then you take the best from everyone and what fits you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with Margit. I think like what I've learned like the 2 weeks till now is that having good colleagues that you can work together with and talk with every day. I think they have at the Lisa school, they have like our own teacher's room for the physical education teachers, and they are meeting in between classes. So you can, oh, today I'm going to have this activity, and another one is saying, oh, I've never heard about that. Can you show me? Can you teach me so I can use it in my class? And working together like that, I feel there are no like boring or bad physical education classes, because the teachers are working good together and they're also having good communication with the students. So you find out what's working, what's not working that well, and then you can constantly get better as a teacher. And I think that's fantastic, because then you can make good lessons for the students.
Mm-hmm. Anything to add from?
I've also, I've kept all of the, like, I've taken one of every like piece of paper, like worksheet or like inspiration picture or whatever, everything that's been given out to the students, I've taken a copy and planning on like making like a big folder with quizzes, small like projects, everything that I can use when I'm a teacher, like that I can just pull out from and kind of steal from from colleagues. And I find that very inspiring, to like gather stuff from other teachers and using it in my own way.
And maybe as a last question, if we have the kind of the opportunity that the Austrian educational minister will listen to this podcast, I'm not sure he will, but maybe, what would you actually tell, in this case it's a him, we have a new one and it's a him, what would you tell him? What should the Austrian school system do to become better?
That's a really hard question, because I think there are a lot working at the Lisa school. I think there are a lot of things working very well.
Nothing that can be better is perfect. You can be honest.
I really like the path that you're on. It's like the same as in Norway, where you focus on like reflection and group work and like thinking about the future. But I also noticed that it's a lot of work for the teachers. Of course, it's like you would think that the teachers also get like weekends off and like winter break and stuff, but we spend all that time like preparing for classes and grading tests, and a lot of time is spent like not just in the classroom. So I don't really have like a solution, but it's nice that people are aware that it's not just being in a classroom, it's also like spending a lot of your free time, spending your own money sometimes to like make the experience better for everyone.
And also one thing I've thought about is that I'm not sure if that's only at the Lisa school, but the students have very long days from like 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And I think that it's important for the students to also have some spare time to do what they like. Or I've asked if someone are like playing soccer or doing anything sports, and they are like, we don't have much spare time. So it can be hard to like join activities.
Maybe we should start like in Norway, a little bit later, at 9, not at 8.
That's comfortable.
So that's a suggestion for the minister.
Take inspiration from Finland and how they do it, I would say.
Yeah. And like the long break here, big break they call it, it's 15 minutes. So I think that's way too short.
Mm-hmm.
And if you also have 10-hour days and you're 16 years old, I feel like you at least should have like bigger breaks or shorter days, because at one point your brain just like stops and it's really difficult to learn new things. So I think maybe like a little bit more,
More breaks.
I don't know how, but
it's hard to find a solution. But I also figure out that there are a lot of students like eating in the hallways from one class to the next one, or So maybe either bigger breaks or shorter days, but there are a lot of lessons that are going to fit into that. So it's hard to be both a student and a teacher. So I guess you need to find like the middle way for all.
Well, for the teachers, we could leave the exams and the grading away. That would take a lot of give a lot of time for more sensible things. Okay, yeah, ladies, it was very nice having you. Thank you very much, and well, I hope we keep in touch. And thanks for being my guests for this podcast, and for everybody else listening. Thank you again. And our next episode will be with Alexander, I think. He is a colleague from Serbia who is just on his way to come to Linz. Thank you and goodbye.
Das war PHOÖ International. Abonniere und sei dabei.